This hypnotherapy session is to help you manifest your dreams and overcome subconscious blocks for a powerful new year, helping you to align your conscious and subconscious minds to support you to create the success that you desire. This session is combined with the Mini Freedom Through Mindfulness audio program, which work really well together for lasting results. Now find a comfortable position where you can safely listen to this with your eyes closed. It's not meant for using it while driving. This could be lying on the floor on a yoga mat, a reclining chair, leaning back on some pillows and a couch, or maybe lying down on your bed or pillows against your headrest. But just pause it now for a moment and get all set up. And then when you're all ready to go, press play again. And we'll continue. With each breath, you feel more present and grounded, going inwards, feeling your breathing. Just feel the inner felt sensations of breathing. They say, wherever I go, there I am. So wherever you go, your breathing is there with you. It's your friend to support you into the present moment. Just notice the feeling sensations, air moving in your nose, down your windpipe. Feel your lungs expand and contract. Just the normal feelings of breathing we don't normally notice. But just to be present and open to those feeling sensations. As allowing your attention, your awareness, and focus to be with your breathing, it'll create an ease and flow within your autonomic nervous system. It'll tell your subconscious mind that it's safe, and it'll turn off any stress and tension, any perceptions of any threat or danger, and it'll open you up to your creative mind. It'll open you up to homeostasis, rest and digest, and recuperation, regeneration, and expand and open your abilities of creativity. Just being with what you feel, notice your back, leaning back in the chair or the pillows or wherever you are. Notice the feeling. Just be with what you feel. And as you notice that, notice your head. Just being aware of the inner felt sense. If your head is leaning back on the pillow, notice that feeling where your head ends and the pillow begins. Or if you're just sitting there in a chair and your head is upright, notice the space around your head and notice where that space ends and your head begins. Just get a sense of your awareness of what you feel behind your eyes, in your mouth, and just notice, just being aware. And our point of power is in the present, so if we're wanting to make conscious deliberate changes for this new year, this practice of being present and mindfully navigating through this session, this will support you to be able to mindfully navigate into achieving your goals. Now go back into your center, into your breathing, right into the center of your chest. Where the heart of the matter is, where your heart is there beating its rhythm of life. And when we go back into our breathing, we're anchoring back into the state of homeostasis. We tell our body it's safe right now in this moment because our attention is focused inwards and it creates an ease and flow. And when we accept what we feel, it allows resistance to to be released. Now go into your neck muscles. Just notice. Are there any things going on in your life that are maybe a pain in the neck? Any tension, any tightness? Just allow your attention to just be with the feelings, going beyond the label and what's been going on in life. Just go into the feeling. By accepting, you open up space and you allow. And this is what we need to manifest change, is we need to allow the change to happen. We need to be able to be with what is happening. And we need to be able to process through change, which brings up changes in how we feel and resistance. So as we practice being with your neck muscles, allowing, acknowledging, accepting them as they are, this will help you open up. Now go into your breathing. Notice again, are there any deeper feelings and sensations? Can you go deeper? Deeper than the last time, just noticing the subtleties of breathing. Notice the presence of each breath as you feel breathing in and breathing out. Being present empowers you to create. Now going into your shoulders and just notice the feeling, and we're going to be setting some intentions in this audio today. Go into the intentions. We're going to be creating clarity and focus on what your goals are. We're going to be working on releasing old patterns that block your goals from happening, and working on the support of focus on your intentions of your goals, and step continually and confidently in this new direction for this new year. Now going into your shoulders again, just feel them. And maybe think of last New Year's and the one before and think, did I have any New Year's intentions, any resolutions? Were there any goals that I had and things I wanted to accomplish? How did I do with them? Were there any goals I set that I didn't achieve? Well, there are parts of us within our subconscious that at times are wanting to keep us safe from putting ourselves out there, or keep us safe from achieving our goals, because it views this success as a threat in some way or another. We might have challenges with our confidence. Maybe we don't feel worthy or good enough to achieve these goals. So I want you to feel your shoulders and feel the weight of these encumbrances and blocks within your subconscious. Just feel the energy in your shoulders. And in your past, you might have taken on any beliefs or expectations for others, or taken on negativity and perceptions of lack of confidence, not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy, maybe feeling you're a bad person, and they manifest into the physical form of tension and resistance. Feeling your shoulders. Imagine now, visualize these old limiting beliefs and blocks dissolve as you allow yourself to be with what you feel in your shoulders. Imagine just being with what you feel. Imagine a small child who's feeling something strong, emotions, and they don't know what to do with it, and you're able to be with them, with you there right now, just supporting them, encouraging them, letting them know that they matter, letting them know feelings are just normal. And imagine the small child is you when you were a small child, and you're just there supporting yourself, allowing yourself to feel what you feel, letting it be okay. Hearing your younger self, what they're saying, what they're afraid of, what they're concerned about. Just supporting, allowing, accepting them as they are, and as you Allow and accept your shoulders as they are with what you feel. Right now, just feel what you feel. Allow and accept your shoulders. Go deeper into the feeling. This will be guiding your younger inner self, the part of you that might have taken on those old beliefs and blockages that limit you now. It's allowing that part to be with what they feel. So just experience your shoulders again, not trying to change what you feel, not trying to tell your shoulders to not feel it, not trying to ignore it, not trying to feel another way, just being, allowing, and accepting, opening to what is. And this will allow your shoulders to go into a state of ease with this loving acceptance. When you accept your shoulders as they are with what they feel, you can feel there are no expectations, no pressures upon you. There's just loving acceptance. The embrace of who you are is supported right here, right now. And it allows you to just let go. And naturally, by experiencing what you feel, it allows the energy in your shoulders to move through this experience just by allowing, just by accepting. And if you were to imagine holding on to a sponge really tightly, and as you allow your hand to lessen its grip and to just focus on allowing, being with, accepting what you feel, allow your hand to just be in a state of ease, that it's okay to feel what you're feeling. You're not holding on, you're not grasping, you're not trying to put it down, which is using muscles in another direction. There's holding on and there's pushing away. But as you instead allow your hand to just be in a state of ease, it will slowly lessen its grip on the sponge. And as you accept and allow what you're feeling in your hands, in a minute or two, or three or four, or maybe five, the sponge will eventually just fall away on its own accord, because you're not trying to hold on to it. You're not trying to put it down. It simply just falls away through allowing and accepting. There becomes a flow. So going in to your chest again, deeper into your breathing, feel your breathing. Feel your body relaxing more as you allow it to be as it is, as you allow it to be in a state of ease and relaxation. And know that your point of power, it is in the present moment. If you want to achieve your goals this year, this brand new year that we're coming into, it requires a change, because if we haven't experienced our goals yet and we want our goals to happen, that means something has to change. Change requires change. So we have to change. So allowing and accepting the new will allow you to achieve changes you need to be able to succeed in achieving your goals. Now feel your torso. Feel your sitting bones as you're sitting in the chair or lying back in the bed or the couch. Just feel, allow, and accept. Your point of power is in the present moment. So as you're present, you get to consciously choose where you place your attention, awareness, and focus. And I want you to imagine a magnifying glass. And you hold it out into the sun. And everybody, I think, has done this, where you see the energy of the sun. It gets funneled into a fine point, and you can burn paper and start a fire with it. Look at all that focused, channeled energy. When you are present, and you are connected to your body, you are focusing your body's energy. And when you get clear with your intention and you focus your attention on that with full feeling and imagination, it is like the magnifying glass that can start a fire on the piece of paper. You're funneling, you're channeling all of your intention into your goals. But when we fall into thought and go into automatic thinking, and we're busy thinking in our head, when we're doubting ourselves, when we allow ourselves to get pulled away with emotional triggers, our subconscious mind just steers our actions automatically. And when our subconscious mind is just steering things automatically, it's just running on old programs. And if we have old limiting beliefs and blocks and lack of self-worth, self-doubts within us, our subconscious mind will block us, will distract us, will keep us from achieving our goals. It'll make us feel bad or make us feel stress or anxiety, keep us from going out there. So as we go back into our body and be present with what we feel, we're turning that off. We're practicing creating a brand new program, looking around, confirming, is it safe? Is it safe in this moment? And I encourage you to listen to this audio many times and practice this. Am I safe right now? Yes, I'm safe right now. If you decide you're safe, then confirm that and tell your subconscious, I'm safe right now. It's okay to be me. It's okay to create. Now I want you to open up your mind and create. Allow yourself to get a sense of your goal. Let it expand. What is it you want to achieve in this next year? What is it you want to accomplish? Who do you want to become? How do you want to feel? Who do you want to be in your life? What is it going to feel like? The kinds of relationships and connections. How do you want to feel about yourself? See your goal. See it vividly. And not everybody sees with images. You might feel your goal. You might experience your goal through words or just a knowing, but I'm going to talk about it as though you're seeing your goal, and then you can just experience it whatever way you experience it. Allow your goal to manifest in your mind, the intention of it, see it. Perhaps even seeing yourself in the future as the person who has achieved it. And see the joy and the happiness. See what it brings to you in your life, how good it feels to experience that. How wonderful it feels to be the person you've become that was able to achieve that goal. The feeling of confidence and success. The feeling of self-esteem as every step you took just empowered you a little bit more. And you followed with intention and clarity, and you committed with healthy self-discipline and took one step after another. And your goal, as you let it expand, see it, see the experience. What do you see? Where are you? Look around. Are there any smells? What might it sound like? What might it look like? What might it feel like? If you were to write it down and send a letter to your friend and tell them about achieving your goal, what would you write? What would your words say? How would they express the achievement of this? Go into the feeling of, wow, how good you felt to achieve it. How amazing it feels to be there. Now I want you to back up into each every step that it took to achieve it and know that the essence of your goal, what motivated you to do it, what it brought into your life, how it brought you amazingness, how it served you to grow into the amazing person you've become, the good feelings of confidence, feeling proud about yourself, feeling good that you accomplished this goal, the amazing feeling of joy. Now, in every step you took to achieve your goal, it's just one part of your goal, like a 1,000-piece puzzle. And if you were to put one piece down, that's one part and one step in the right direction. And then you confirm, yeah, that was a good step. Bringing the essence of your goal into each step, you put another piece of the puzzle down. And it doesn't seem like much. There are random pieces of the puzzle here and there. But after a while, one piece connects to another piece, and pretty soon there are little clumps of pieces here and there of the puzzle. And you keep confirming and telling yourself and saying, it's okay, I know this is my goal. Every step is part of my goal. And pretty soon, there are more and more clumps, and they don't make any sense yet by looking at them, but you have full faith and trust and knowing that they are connected to your goal and that will all come together. And then there comes a moment when one clump connects to another clump of the puzzle, and then another clump connects to that, and all of a sudden, really quickly, you can see your goal is coming together. You can start to see it. You can feel it. You can taste it now. And then there are less and less pieces, and pretty soon there are only a few pieces left. But you're not jumping ahead trying to achieve your goal all at once. You're doing it one step at a time, bringing the feeling of appreciation and gratitude in each and every step for the joy that it brought you, for the person you're becoming that appreciates each step as you do it. And all of a sudden you're holding one more piece, and you realize, wow, this is the final piece. And you put it in place and go, wow, you've achieved your goal. See, it's not an instantaneous thing on the physical plane, but as we imagine it in our mind, we see it instantaneously there. This is your intention. This is your direction. Feel it and experience it in every cell of your body. Imagine it and feel it. Make it real. And I want you to really go into the feeling, because when you awake from a dream, if you awake from a scary dream, your body doesn't know it's not real. It's feeling the physical, emotional effects of the scary dream, and your breathing's tense and tight. But when you awake from a wonderful dream, your body feels wonderful. You see, your mind doesn't know the difference between a real and perceived experience. When you focus on achieving your goal, you're focusing on the wonderful dream. You're focusing, creating an intention, you're making it real. And as you feel it, your subconscious mind perceives it as real, and it starts to align and find ways to help you achieve it. Here are some supportive words that will help you, to help sink it deep into your subconscious mind, repeating these affirmations to your inner self. Affirming your worth, affirming your confidence, affirming your ability, that knowing that if I imagine this goal, then I know there must be a version of me that has achieved it. Otherwise, how could I have imagined it? So repeating these words to your inner self, I am free to create the life that I desire. I am open to all the abundance and flow of the universe. I trust in my abilities to achieve what I desire. I am confident, focused, and aligned with my goals. I take consistent steps towards my dreams with clarity and purpose. And each day, I reaffirm the essence of my goal and continually step towards it. My subconscious mind supports my success with ease and flow. With each step I take towards my goal, I feel excitement and joy because I know I'm on the path of success. And instead of making the success the completion of my goal, each step that I take of that 1,000-piece puzzle, that journey of achieving my goals, each step becomes a success. I bring joy and excitement and the essence of my goal and appreciation and gratitude in every step. I acknowledge every step I've taken with joy. I acknowledge the confidence that I'm building each and every day. I'm becoming more disciplined to every day realign my actions with my intentions of achieving my goal. I choose to change my life, to change the outcome of my actions into achieving what I desire. I am a being of success and wonderful creativity. I trust the process of life. Now, as you make up affirmations on your own, say them to yourself. Listen to this audio more and more over time, a little bit here and there. And as well, the hypnotherapy session here and the mindfulness program, the mini Freedom Through Mindfulness audio program. As you do that, it will help you move through any blocks or resistance that arise along the way. It'll help you to better understand your mind and how the conscious and subconscious mind works. It'll help you to realign with your goals. It'll help you to be with and process your feelings so that each step you take as you become the new person that you need to achieve your goal, you'll be able to be with the feelings and emotions that arise through this process. Change requires change. So I change into the person who has already achieved these goals. And this year is different now than other years because I now have the tools to navigate through any blocks and any distractions. I know that I can achieve my goals. I'm already doing it by listening to this. This is my first step. And I have created the intentions of what my goal is. That is another step. And as I go into the mindfulness audio program, that is another step of the 1,000-piece puzzle of achieving my goals. I trust in myself and my abilities. I have all the tools that I need to make this year the most successful and filling year I've ever experienced. I'm excited for this new year. And this is real because I feel it now in every cell of my body. I trust myself to stay aligned with my goals. And if I fall astray and get sidetracked, I will notice and I will realign myself with my goals and I'll realign myself with my intentions and reinvent my intentions if need be to continually move forward in a direction I feel good about in my heart. And as I listen to this, I am aligning my conscious and subconscious mind to work together as a team. Success is inevitable. Now, notice your breathing, which is right where we started. Going through your breathing, feeling your chest expand and contract. Notice how your body feels now, how good it feels in comparison to when you started. Feel the changes within, and when you sleep tonight, knowing that your subconscious mind and conscious mind will be integrating these changes even deeper. And as you start to become more awake and back into the present moment, just feel your body, feel the point of power in this present moment, feel the energy within as you come back. Now, as you feel your breathing, it's becoming more connected in the present moment, and my voice is starting to change. And as my voice changes, notice your feet, notice your knees, notice your hips, notice your torso and arms and shoulders, and feel your fingers as they wiggle back and forth. You're now coming back to a full conscious state. Now opening your eyes, looking around the room, seeing where you are, seeing how the room has changed, how you have changed inside, because you are now a new person. Because you've experienced your goals, you know they're going to happen, and you know you're going to commit to them. My name is Arne Peterson from Awareness and Health. I'm a mindfulness-based counseling hypnotherapist in Victoria, BC. I work with people online and in person to help them to achieve their goals, to move through blocks and challenges they're experiencing, to move through anxiety, stress, worries, fears, OCD, PTSD, things like that. My wish for you is to gain a lot from this hypnosis audio and combining that with the Freedom Through Mindfulness audio program. Please send me your feedback, how the session worked for you, how the program worked for you. And so now I'm going to leave things with you, and I wish you an absolutely wonderful, creative, and abundant, and successful new year. Have a wonderful rest of your day.